This is On Target Dance Party Radio with your host, Maude Marty. Welcome to On Target Podcast, where we play Northern Soul, Mod Beat, Rare Groove, and Forgotten Gems, all on vinyl, almost all 45 RPM. I'm your host, Maude Marty. Starting off this week's show, we had Jimmy Soul, Everybody's Going Ape. It's all about how crazy everybody was going over the monkey. That came out in 1963 on the SPQR label. Now, as this episode airs, I am just wrapping up a day of spinning 45s at Old Gold Vintage Vinyl. So if you manage to get down to the store and say hi, thank you very much. But if not, and you still need a fix of this fantastic music, I want to remind you about this coming Thursday at the Goodwill, 625 Portage Avenue, the Red River City Soul Club. No cover, and I'm going to be playing just tons of great stuff that you'll love and you'll want to dance to, I guarantee it. So come down and shake your legs out.
Philosophy, don't knock it till you try.
That was the Marvelettes, Danger, Heartbreak Dead Ahead. That was on the Tamla label. And before that, Sinner Strong, who is actually singer Joyce Harris, singing under a fake name for some reason on the Surrock label. Track's called Don't Knock It, written by Ed Townsend and released in 1963.
Bow, 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 bow. I think I hear the train a-coming.
Wow, wow.
I think I hear the rails a-humming. I think I hear the whistle blowing.
Wow, wow.
Oh, and it's bringing my baby back to me.
Wow, wow.
Oh, back to me.
Wow, wow.
Whoa, back to me.
Wow, wow.
Oh, back to me. Oh, she's been gone, boy, for such a long time. And it's just about to drive me out of my mind. I've been standing in the station since a quarter of three. So come on and bring my baby back to me. Oh, back to me.
Whoa, back to me.
Oh, back to me. Now when she steps from the train, I'm gonna take her by the hand. Lead her on down to the preacher man. Gonna tell her she's the one I adore. Then I love her, yes, I love her like I never did before.
Why I hear that whistle blow?
Come on, engineer, make her go, go, go. It's been a long while since I've seen my baby smile. So come on and bring my baby back to me. Oh, back to me.
Whoa, back to me.
Oh, back to me. Now when she steps from the train, I'm gonna take her by the hand,
lead her on down
preacher man. And I'm gonna tell her she's the one I adore. Then I love her, yes, I love her like I never did before.
Why I hear that
whistle blow? Come on, engineer, make her go, go, go. It's been a long while since I've seen my baby smile. So come on and bring my baby back to me. Oh, back to me.
Whoa, oh, back to me. Whoa, oh, back to me. Whoa, oh, back to me.
Oh, back to me. Break the joint.
Look at him moving, moving with them dominoes. Well, somebody's screaming, I ain't seen no little
joints.
Come on, Joe.
Me?
Let me see them dice. Them dice was loaded.
Come on, shake your jaw.
Thursday, April 28th.
It's the Red River City Soul Club.
Mod Marty will be spinning soul,
rhythm and blues,
funk,
boogaloo, and much more
at the Goodwill Social Club,
625 Portage Avenue,
in the middle room.
No cover.
Drink specials.
And we're taking requests.
If we have it, we'll play it. That's Thursday, April 28th, the Red River City Soul Club.
At the Goodwill.
625 Portage. Bone Shaker Joe, great song about back alley craps games, and one particular guy who liked to play with loaded dice. Get a load of that double entendre. The Edsels is the name of the group from 1961 that came out on the Capitol label. Before that, the Majors, What in the World, on Imperial, and started that set off with the Moonglows. That's Harvey Fuqua and Marvin Gaye on the Chess label. Before their move to Motown, Harvey Fuqua and Berry Gordy Jr. were the major players in establishing Motown and its imminent success. The track's called Mr. Engineer.
Let's go!
listening to On Target Dance Party Radio in England
on modradiouk.net.
Remains. I flipped over Don't Look Back, which I played last week. The track's called Me Right Now on the Epic label, and it just illustrates further what a great band this is. Before that, The Heroes, their version of Them's I Can Only Give You Everything on the MG label, and started that clutch off with The Jesters doing Willie Dixon's famous My Babe, covered by so many, but this is a really great version on the Sun label.
Well, listen, everybody. Yeah.
preferred to one he loved. When you got a good woman like you, as you're giving him sweet little children too. Why don't it be straight? Why don't it be right? Why don't it be satisfied? Why to make him hurt the one he loved? Oh yeah.
This is CJUM 101.5 UMFM, and you are listening to On Target from the University of Manitoba in Winnipeg, the heart of Canada. Visit on-target-podcast.onpodium.com, the official On Target website, for all episodes and links to your favorite listening apps, including Apple Podcasts, Google, SoundCloud, Amazon Music, and Player FM, as well as DJ events featuring Mod Marty. We are also available for download at iHeartRadio, Odyssey, Gaana, Boomplay, and Deezer. Listen, comment, download, share, and feel free to send me an email directly at mod.marty@yahoo.com.
That was Bobby Rush, Sock Boogaloo, from 1967 on the Checker label. Before that, Roscoe Robinson, What Makes a Man Do Wrong, on the Tough label, and started that set off with Soul City, Purvis Herder, on Jamie.
Oh,
some back-twisting Northern Soul there, starting off with Jackie Lee, an unreleased track which had been bootlegged from live performances in the past, but this is the first time the legitimate recording was released from the masters on the Kent Select label. Track's called Anything You Want, aka Any Way You Want It. It was recorded in about 1966 and only released in 2015. It would have originally come out on the Merwood label, and there was a bunch of tracks that was discovered on master tapes that were never released from the Merwood catalog. And talking of never being released, I played Gladys Knight and the Pips track after that called If You Ever Get Your Hands on Love, which was only released on the Motown 7's box set put out by Richard Serling in 2014. This one came from Volume 2. Astounding how this stuff didn't get released. And we finished off with the Spellbinders from 1966, Help Me Get Myself Back Together Again on the Columbia label.
Something I know ain't me. I'm tired of living up to what people expect me to be. You know that some people are different now. Ain't that a crying shame? Now wouldn't it be a real drag if we were all the same? And I'm not gonna try to please eyes that just don't see. If I get myself together,
try to be something I know ain't me. I'm tired of living up to what people expect me to be. You know that some people are different now, ain't that a crying shame? Now wouldn't it be a real drag if we were all the same? And I'm not gonna try to please eyes that just don't see. If I get myself together, you have the blues, not me.
You are listening to On Target. It's what's in the grooves that count. In New York on WNYCDB, Oldies Radio Live 365.com.
Was Julian Granados, Donkey. Because when you don't have any friends, you go out and buy yourself a donkey. A regular person would get a dog. But it makes for a good song. Came out on the Guitara label. Before that, Savoy Brown, a group from the UK, true blues band, on the Parrot label. I'm Tired is the name of that track. And started that whole set off with The Parkays. Late date on ABC Paramount.
Yeah. my baby. Early in the morning, she's a my baby.
That track there is credited to Diana Ross and the Supremes, but the interesting thing about this track is that the other voices on the record are not the Supremes. They are actually the Andantes, who were the session group used by Motown behind almost all of their big hits. Also known as the Darnells, it's estimated that they appeared on 20,000 recordings. Their names you don't know: Jackie Hicks, Marlene Barrow, Emily Phillips, Luvain Demps, and Pat Lewis. But regardless of that, you do know their voices, and they have gotten their dues. They were inducted into the Rhythm and Blues Music Hall of Fame in August of 2014. And if you want to know why Diana Ross recorded as Diana Ross and the Supremes without the Supremes, well, you should probably go see Showgirls, because pretty much that's the story of the Supremes. Before that, I played Mac Rice. A few weeks ago, I played Baby I'm Coming Home, and this is the flip side. It's called My Baby on the Lupine label. About halfway through the show, I played you a track by Jackie Lee, unreleased on Merwood, that came out on the Kent Select label. And now I'm going to play you a track by Jackie Lee, but this is a different Jackie Lee. Weird how that happens, right? This is Jack Lebofsky, piano player known as Mr. Hot Piano, originally from Philadelphia, PA. The track I'm going to play is called Little Mary. Would have come out on the Swan label in the US. I'm playing it for you on the Canadian Quality label. This has been On Target. It's what's in the grooves that count. With yours truly, Maud Marty. Join us every Saturday at 6 p.m. on 101.5 UMFM. Or visit us at umfm.com. Until next time, keep the faith.